This is the Morning Conversation on News Radio 1240 KQEN.
It's presented by Garrettson Building Supply and Thomas McGregor, Executive Director of Phoenix School. On Thomas, good morning.
Good morning.
Well, I know as we kind of transition out of the main part of the school year and into summer, you're still busy and have some things coming up. Tell us about it.
Yeah, we just had graduation last night at the Half Shell. It was a big success, but we're hiring youth right now to work with the Forest Service and the BLM and get out there servicing land, fixing trails, and cleaning up after some of these fires.
Now, obviously, it's a program you've had around for a while. Tell us more about what takes place.
Yeah, it's called the Oregon Youth Corps Program. It's run out of the Workforce Development Department, and we work for 6 weeks. We're looking for youth ages 16 to 24. They're paid minimum wage, and they work 4 days a week starting the middle of June here. And we've got a couple days left, and we'd love to get a couple more applicants. So if anybody knows any 16 to 24-year-olds who'd love a life-changing experience this summer, bring them on board.
So how does that work? Do you give them a location to show up at, or do you meet up somewhere earlier in the day? What's the structure?
That's a great question. We're hiring two locations right now. We have one crew that's going to be stationed at the Tiller Ranger District. So if you know anybody in South County, and we will have a van coming from Myrtle Creek area that could pick them up about 5:30 in the morning and get them on the trail early. And then we also, youth can report to the Phoenix School out here in East Roseburg starting at 5:30 in the morning. So either Tiller or Roseburg.
And for young people, they get a paycheck, but talk about some of the things they can learn and maybe some of the skills they can gain by being part of this.
Yeah, the great part about this program is no skills required. It's a work training program. We do basic hand tool work, but also we do have some power mechanized tools that if they're of age appropriateness, they can get on those tools and start learning and get an experience. It also is a great thing if somebody wants to pursue a career in land management, you know, saying that you partnered with the BLM or the Forest Service is a great thing to add to your resume early on.
Now, how many years has this been going on around here?
Oh my gosh, this program was founded in 1989, and we've been one of the early programs and doing this work every summer. And we just, you know, last summer, of course, was really sad. We couldn't figure out how to put youth in a van, but this summer and the way that the Oregon has progressed with the virus, we figured it out and we're able to get some crews on the road.
And, you know, I actually forgot about that aspect of last year. I was thinking about how easy it would be to work outdoors, but you have to get there first.
Yeah. So, yeah, just the crew structure. And, you know, there's other programs like Northwest Youth Corps where the youth live together for 6 to 8 weeks. But this is a program that you can, you know, have a normal summer, but just 4 days a week, get out in the woods and earn some money. So you go home to your bed, but you come to us every day.
So if people want to find out more, if they've got kids that maybe would be perfect for this, how do they get connected?
Yeah, they need to go to roseburgphoenix.com and find our Youth Corps link. It's right there on the front page, or just Google Phoenix Youth Corps and you can go straight to the page, and we have an online application. But we'd love to have a phone call or an email, which all of those are listed on the webpage, and know that you want to be a part of the team because we're trying to get the hiring done this week.
And so the deadline is like almost, well, really quickly.
Really quickly, but, you know, we would love to learn anybody who's interested because sometimes it's not a good fit and people drop out of the program. We've got to hire people on midsummer. So even if you think of somebody 2 weeks from now, send them our way because we'd love to have an ability to get some youth out to the woods.
RoseburgPhoenix.com for more information about the Youth Corps. So tell us a little bit about graduation last night, how that went.
Oh, it was really special. You know, we're usually there in UCC, but that just wasn't a possibility. So we rented the Half Shell and we had the class of 2020 and the class of 2021, which I hope I never have to see that again, but we were able to honor both years in person and have everybody's moment in the sun there. And it was a really a really special evening. It was a bit nerve-wracking. It was raining in the afternoon, but, you know, we wiped the chairs off and it had a beautiful evening there at the Half Shell, and really proud of those kids. And, you know, had some of the teen parents come across the stage with their little ones and just reminded of how these kids have been thriving and so resilient through all of this and, you know, coming out a major success. So and proud.
I imagine it was special, especially for the ones who couldn't do this last year.
Yeah, I kids hoot and holler when they walk across the stage, but maybe it's because they're up there in that band shell. There were some kids yelling pure joy there as they got their diploma and were in front of all their family and friends there in the park. And it was a lot of fun, actually.
Great. So again, if people want to get connected, give them the information for getting more information about the Youth Corps.
Yeah, so Phoenix Youth Corps, looking for youth ages 16 to 24 to work with the Forest Service and the BLM doing hand tool work. Go to rosebergphoenix.com or just Google us, Phoenix Youth Corps, and that's Corps like Marine Corps, C-O-R-P-S. And we would love to have more youth out there working in the woods this summer.
All right, Thomas McGregor, Executive Director of Phoenix School. Thomas, thanks for being on this morning.
Always a pleasure, Kyle. Take care.
8:38, Morning Conversation, a presentation of Garrett's Building Supply.